We'll be back to the Sunrise Morning Show in just a little bit, but first, it's 7:21 at AM 1160 The Quest. I'm Allison DeLuhl, and I'll be talking with Walter Morawa. He leads the Returning Catholics Ministry at St. Michael the Archangel Parish in Woodstock, Georgia. This ministry invites all who are considering coming home, no matter how long they've been away from the Catholic Church. I can't wait to hear how this ministry has impacted lives, and I'm thrilled to learn more about the ministry. So, Walter, welcome to The Quest.
Hey, thank you very much, Allison.
So, Walter, tell us a little bit about yourself and how the Lord led you to welcoming those Catholics that have fallen away.
My parents had left the church when I was very young. In fact, I had my first communion, and I think that was pretty much the end of my catechism growing up. And it wasn't until I met my wife, who was practicing Catholic, she said to me, well, we're going to get married in the church. And I was fine with that. I had no qualms with that, but I had to get some things straight, right? I had to have my first communion. I had to have my first confession. I had to do all of those things to come back. So I have, you know, even though I was baptized a Catholic and went to Catholic church as a very young person, I was a returning Catholic when I decided to get married. And so I have an affinity for those who have left the church for whatever reason and are now seeking to come back. It's been a good experience for me. I've been leading this ministry for almost 15 years since we started at St. Michael's. And I come up with meeting some people that is just an amazing journey to have met them. People have been away from the church for 40, 50, 60 years.
Wow.
Some have been away for 5 or 10.
So what are some of the reasons why people leave the Catholic Church, and what is it that's calling them back to the church?
It's all sorts of different stuff, right? I think the biggest reason people leave the church is poor catechesis. Mm-hmm. Personally, I think a lack of understanding in the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist is the biggest, because, you know, they don't know what they're leaving.
Yes.
And so they have been poorly catechized, and they leave because of that. You know, some others leave because of scandal and and divorce. And for the most part, most people just drift away somewhat slowly. Mm. You know, they were confirmed perhaps and then went off to college or started a family or whatnot. And the faith wasn't important to them. They didn't understand what they were leaving, and they just left.
And it's true. What's the reason for sticking around if you don't truly understand the benefit of the sacraments for our daily life?
Absolutely. And I mean, you know, you're talking how many different churches there are and how many different corners, right? And if you don't understand what's unique about the Catholic faith and how it's how the Eucharist is the center of our faith, then it's very easy to see the benefit of being entertained elsewhere.
What are some of the topics that are discussed in the series that you all have there at the parish?
We've kind of split it up a little bit. We're actually now going on to 7 sessions. We may even add an 8th coming in the fall, because we just found so many people needing so much more in catechesis. So the next step we'll usually do is give them a tour of the church, because it's a rather large parish, and you know, to understand what's going on and what's where and the different areas where there are statues and whatnot, who they are, what they are, and why they're important to our faith. But the principal reason why we do that is because we show them where the confessionals are. You know, if you're fully initiated in the church and you've left for a while, confession is your number one goal, right?
To
come back. And so we show them where the confessional is, and we remind them how the sacrament works and the rite and go through it and whatnot. And then we have sessions about the Mass and the liturgy specifically, and we've split out the true presence of Christ into its own session to emphasize that. So the one session about the liturgy is just how does the Mass work, but the second one is to explain the biblical roots of the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist and how he gave us this miracle that, you know, and he gave it to us in a way that is palatable to us. He commands us to take his body and take his flesh in order to get to heaven, and he's given us this way to do it. So to be on fire, to be able to explain that to people, it's hard to leave the church after that, right?
Once you're convicted of that truth, it's game over, you know?
Exactly.
You're all in.
And then we'll have a session on the balance between sacred tradition and sacred scripture. And the following session will be about praying and how do we touch God's love in our lives. And we'll kind of explain the rosary and chaplets and novenas and things like that.
Nice.
And then our final session would be on the creed or catechism and next steps. So we'll talk to them about other ministries in the church. We give them a list and of contact names of the 50 or so different ministries we have at St. Michael's.
Yeah.
And give them that chance to say, hey, well, what does this group do? And what does that group do? And so they can find something that they are excited about to join and become a part of the community. Becoming part of the community is the most important part.
Oh, it is. But once you can find a ministry and to serve, you become part of the family.
And doing what you love, right?
Amen.
So whether it's even quilting or whatever it is that you may love, there's a ministry out there for you to find like-minded people.
Like, what does a typical class look like?
So we generally sit around a conference table that seats 14 people,
okay. An
executive-style conference table. It's really a nice environment. We usually have three facilitators or so, and we have a whole range of number of people who come, mm-hmm. pretty much capped off at 8 to 12 is kind of the high end of the numbers that we'll see. You know, like I said, sometimes it's one, and it's often funny because, you know, I can think of a specific example where I was a little bit frustrated and said, okay, God, if you're not bringing people for me to help, then that's fine. That's, you know, that's your responsibility. My responsibility is to minister them, yes. when they come. But if no one's here, what can I do? And we had a particular session that was September 11th. It would have been 2022. Mm-hmm. And no one came. And I thought, okay, you know, that's it, God. I mean, if you don't want me to lead this ministry anymore, if someone else can do a better job, let me know. And 15 minutes in to what would have been the session, I looked at my co-facilitator and I said, okay, I guess we can go. No one's going to come. And at that exact moment, someone knocks on the door.
Wow.
And he had come into the church because he was Catholic and because it was September 11th.
Oh, my gosh.
And he had a military background and he was very troubled,
wow.
by what he had done in the military, mm-hmm. and but not ashamed of what he had done.
Yeah.
And so we were able to connect with him. It was obvious when that was over. Okay, God, you wanted him to have private time.
Absolutely.
And that's why it happened that way. And so, you know, we worked on finding a priest within the archdiocese that has a specialty with dealing with the military.
Wonderful.
And got him to go to confession. And I think he's moved to Florida at this point, but, you know, I've sent him on his way. And so I'm not sure if he's completely come back to the faith, but he at least made it back to confession and got clean and got a hole in himself.
Wow.
Healed.
Divine intervention. Yeah,
yeah.
The Lord, his timing is perfect. So praise God you stuck around and waited for him to come.
Exactly.
Right? Where could we get more information about the ministry? And I know we have it at St. Michael the Archangel. You're over there. I know, mm-hmm. some other parishes don't have it. So if a listener hears this and they want to attend that, or they know of somebody, where could they get more information about the class?
So I would tell them to Google Returning Catholics Woodstock.
Okay.
And that should take them right to our page. And there's a little spot for them to fill out. And in the comment section, they can just put, hey, I'm interested in bringing this ministry to my parish. Would you give me a call? And I'll be happy to. Or there's an email address there that they can send me an email directly as well. You know, hopefully we can get this into more parishes. I know that there are a few parishes that do this ministry elsewhere. And everyone kind of has their own style. And we build from what they do and versus what we do. And I think we can get a lot of benefit out of it.
And Walter, if someone is at a parish and would like to start this ministry, what would you tell them?
I would ask them, you know, get in touch with their religious education department or their faith formation department and or their pastor and say that they're interested in starting this. But the type of person that needs to be involved in this is one who can listen. People are going to say some pretty strange stuff, mm-hmm. and some pretty perhaps offensive stuff against the church. At first, they need to get off their chest, and you need to let them. And they're not looking for you to respond with an answer about the real presence of Christ or anything else.
Yeah.
They just want you to listen. So number one, listen and wait, and then act when you respond. Most people who come back say, I was afraid of being judged.
Wow.
So keep that in mind.
And then would you say that the Holy Spirit is pretty much the one that's in charge of tugging at people's, you know, heartstrings and guiding them back to the church?
The vast majority do want to come and do want to understand. And we ask them, well, what's calling you back? It's always, I felt a tug for a long time. And of course, we know that that's the Holy Spirit. We remind them that that's the Holy Spirit, and they sometimes are a little bit surprised. Wait a minute, God's actually talking to me?
Absolutely, he does that. Thank you, Walter Marawa from St. Michael the Archangel's Returning Catholics. And now back to the Sunrise Morning Show on AM 1160 The Quest.